tahun yang akan datang.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto has instructed the National Nutrition Agency to ensure that all kitchens under the Free Nutritious Meal Program are equipped with sterilization tools, food testing kits, and clean water filters. Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya announced on Sunday. The directive was issued during a limited meeting held at President Prabowo's private residence in Jakarta that evening. The Indonesian government is boosting the utilization of life tables as a foundation for database policy to realize the vision of Golden Indonesia 2045. This statistical instrument is deemed crucial for accurately capturing the health conditions and life expectancy of the population. At a dissemination event on Monday, the Deputy for Social Statistics at the agency, represented by the Director of Population and Manpower Statistics, Ali Said, explained the basic concepts and uses of the life table. And that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dirimu
Ku sabar selalu, ku hitung hari-hari. Kau yang tak mau dan yang tak mau tahu.
Terlalu lama ku jadi sahabatmu. Kapankah aku jadi kekasihmu?
Cukup sudah ku katakan untuk sekian kali. Aku sayang kamu. Cukup sudah batas waktu untuk kau nyatakan. Sudikah dirimu? Cukup sudah ku katakan untuk sekian kali. Aku sayang kamu. Cukup sudah batas waktu untuk kau nyatakan. Sudikah dirimu untuk jadi
saat pertama melihat senyumannya, jantung berdebar-debar. Inikah petanda? Namun ternyata salah. Harapanku pun musnah sejak aku melihat kau selalu dengannya. Memikirkannya, tak memaksa-paksa jatuh cinta. Sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Mungkin ku harus pergi untuk melupakannya. Dalam hati berkata takkan sanggup pergi. Memikirkannya, kamu besar-besar jatuh cinta. Sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Hey, aku coba menghapus bayang-bayang indah. Tetapi selalu aku merindu lagi. Memikirkannya, namun mengapa saat jatuh cinta. Sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Tuhan tolong, tolong aku jatuh cinta pada kekasih orang. Ingin lupa, ku tak bisa. Sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Tuhan tolong aku.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Lala Huta. Lala Huta is an Indonesian pop band that started their career in 2013 by playing music from cafe to cafe. Finally, in 2018, they released their first single entitled Tunggu Apa Lagi, or What Are You Waiting For, that marks their professional career as musicians. Through their first single, Lala Huta starts to be popular. After that, they continue to produce other hit singles such as Buat Apa Mencoba in 2019, 123 or 123 and Radar in 2023. Last May 2024, they released their latest work by introducing Kevin Widaya as their new vocalist, who immediately fills the vocals for the song Aku Bertahan or I Survive. Through the official release, Kevin's presence completes Lalahuta's formation in the band's new journey. Meanwhile, the other members are Boni Eko on the drum, Alain Hiskia on the bass, and Beno Lololia on the guitar. The song Aku Bertahan was previously popularized by Indonesian soloist Rio Febrian in 2008. Lalahuta's version of Aku Bertahan gives a different touch but still gives a beautiful nuance to the song. It tells the story of someone who wants to stay in a relationship even though his partner wants to move away and end their relationship. Well, listener, here is the version of Aku Bertahan by Lalahuta. Enjoy the song.
Kini perasaanmu kepadaku sedih saat kau tak yakin kepadaku akan cintaku jalan berliku takkan membuatku menyerah akan cinta kita. Tatap mataku dan kau akan tahu semuanya yang ku rasakan. Aku bertahan karena ku yakin cintaku kepadamu. Sering kau coba untuk mematikan hatiku. Takkan terjadi yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku. Aku bertahan, ku akan tetap pada pendirianku. Sekeras kau coba untuk membunuh cintaku, yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Civilization. Disposed to tranquility. With scenic landscapes. By the sea. Here, mythologies become principle. And religions create the cornerstones of life. It is contained in the arts and crafts, where celestial ceremonies become part of popular culture. Legacies of glorious traditions, where folk tales are regarded as guidebooks to perfection, honed over centuries, yet possible to experience within a few hours. Experiences you can take home. Here, art preservation is a tourist attraction. History is a living monument. Even shopping is meaningful. World-famous resorts compete with local means of accommodation. Enjoy natural kindness. Or the excitement of exploring nature. With endless stories to tell and never-ending feasts, never-ending possibilities to get more out of life and journeys. Yogyakarta.
Is quote of the day. This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. A quote by Suharto. The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out planned development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Murationgo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cintaiku, dahulu kau menginginkanku, meskipun tak pernah ada jawabku, tak berniat kau tinggalkan aku. Sekarang kau pergi menjauh, sekarang kau tinggalkan aku. Di saat ku mulai mengharapkanmu, dan ku mohon maafkan aku. Aku menyesal telah membuatmu menangis, dan biarkan memilih yang lain. Terbaik untukmu, janganlah lagi kau mengingatku kembali. Aku bukanlah untukmu, meski ku memohon dan meminta hatimu. Jangan pernah tinggalkan dirinya untuk diriku.
Biarkan memilih yang lain.
sama. Kau mengisi hari-hariku. Aku telah meragu, mengapa harus dirimu. Aku takkan bertahan bila tak teryakinkan sesungguhnya cintaku memang hanya untukmu. Sungguh ku tak menahan bila jalan suratan menuliskan dirimu memang bukan untukku selalu.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Only in Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual. The music is believed to move the bamboo and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believes that the bamboo has a mystical power and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the Bambu Gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably. Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, kalintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, kalintang is similar with gambang, traditional instruments from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kalintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, Kolintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, Kolintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, Kolintang only consisted of some pieces of woods, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kolintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kolintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base which function as a resonator. The wood which is used for making kolintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Telur, Bandaran, Penang, and Kakinik. In the development, kolintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about kolintang, let's listen to kolintang rhythm.
Thank you.
Bintang consists of 9 types, namely loai or bass, sela or cello, karua tenor 1, karua rua tenor 2, uner alto 1, uner rua alto 2, katelu ukulele, inaesa melody 1, inarua melody 2, and inatawing melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given cloth pads, like gamelan pad. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs 2 stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only your 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to kolintang rhythm. Thank you for listening.
Oh,
rock everybody with the song Falling in Love, live on the station, which is a music program from Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to the live performance again. You can even watch it on our YouTube channel, VOI Official, VOI Official, on the playlist of the station. So if you want to watch, if you want to see talented singers from Indonesia and even also other countries, you can watch our program this session. Well, just like J-Rock says in their song Falling in Love, I hope you keep falling in love with Voice of Indonesia by watching, tuning in to our programs and also sending us feedback to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. Or you can also send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Or you may also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Just like our listener in Pakistan, we have Malik Kohar. He kindly asked VOI to send him materials because he's planning to arrange a radio club exhibition. Well, we'll inform our relate division first and we'll keep you updated with it, all right? Well, there is a lot more and more when we return. We're going to live on RRI Net as well in a minute. And there's also a special talk on VOI Talk that will make your mouth water. So stay tuned on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Nenggelis. The song Nenggelis was popularized by Alfian. The word Nenggelis literally means beautiful girl. The Sundanese song tells of a man who is falling in love with a beautiful girl. The girl comes from Bandung, West Java, and she has a yellow cheek and pointed nose. The man hopes he can introduce her and even engages with the girl next month. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Nenggelis by Alfian. Enjoy!
Upami te ayah pamengang langkung sae kurang kenalan Nenggelis puja alengkang Nenggelis sengkang hoyong tepang Upami te ayah pamengang Bayun kurang tunangan itu saha anu wajuk bodan itu saha anu wajuk kaya pipi konek kirun mancung panon ngidel putri Bandung Nenggelis puja anengkang Nenggelis Kang hoyong tepang
ng hoyong tepat upamita ay apamangan langkung sae urang kenalan nenggelis buja anengkang nenggelis engkang hoyong tepat I'm